You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 and a half minutes of your day today. Let's see what we can do in 14 and a half minutes today. We're about to hear the message to the last church. We're starting here today and this week, looking at the Lord's letter to the pastor of the church of Laodicea. So we're going to look at here today where he starts with a description of himself. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. That's where we're going to look at here today. And all of this week we'll be going through the rest of this letter here to this church. So hope you enjoy this program here today. For more information on this ministry, you can go to wgodradio.com. There's a link on there to all the past programs. Also, on demand for this program is available on the WMIE website. That's wmiefm.com. Click on the link that says on demand and you can hear any day's broadcast by going there that way. We're on Facebook as well by searching for WGOD Radio. You can hear all these programs and the Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church here in Merritt Island. They're all uploaded on the Facebook page as soon as they're recorded. So, okay, this is part one of this message now. Stay tuned as we look at the Lord's message to the lukewarm church. That's all right. It might be a long message today. That's why we had... Why is that so funny to you? Anybody object? Good, better not. We're looking today at the lukewarm church. Now today, we're traveling 40 miles from the faithful church of Philadelphia to a city named Laodicea. Last stop on the church bus. And as we move on here today, let me say this. Many Bible expositors believe that all seven of these churches represent seven different ages of the church from the first century up until the end. So there's multiple ways to look at these letters to these seven churches. I have been teaching all along that all seven of these exist at the same time. And that's not wrong. I mean, there are people in a dead church today. There's people in a faithful church today. There's people in a loveless church today. There's people in a compromising church today. And there's people in a lukewarm church today. But there's another way to interpret this, and that is
that these seven, I mean, there was many more churches than seven in the first century. Why seven? Well, seven's a popular number in this book. Seven represents completion. So some people think, starting from Ephesus, the first church, up until this church now, that this Laodicea is going to represent the last church. Which is why in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, John hears the call, come up hither. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, and then there's no more mention of the church in this book anymore after that. So that's why a lot of people think that. So now if that interpretation is correct, which I believe, then it all ends here with the lukewarm church. And if that interpretation is correct, then what in the world happened? I mean, just last week, remember last week? I mean, a church is high-fiving each other. Things are great. The great faithful church of Philadelphia, I set before you an open door that no man can shut. Whatever happened to that group? What on earth happened? How did the church get to this point? And what went wrong? How did the faithful church morph into the lukewarm church? We're going to answer that question here this morning. Now, here's the best definition for lukewarm I've ever heard. Comes from a friend of mine, Dan Stahlbaum, the pastor of East Coast Christian Center. Said it once, I'd never forget it. The best definition of lukewarm. Now, to be lukewarm is to be the same temperature as your surroundings. It's like bathwater, right? To be lukewarm is the same temperature as your surroundings. If you would please turn with me, we're in Revelation chapter 3, starting in verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Now let me set the table here first so we fully understand both the Lord's message to this church, Laodicea, as well as the Lord's message to the lukewarm church of today. Now, Laodicea was an extremely wealthy and prosperous city. Perhaps you could say there's the first problem right off the bat. Right? The Lord Jesus says it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. He also says, verily, verily, I say unto you, a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:23. On both of those. Why? Well, because riches has the strong potential to deceive you. Let me say that again. Riches has the strong potential to deceive you. More on that later. Now, Laodicea has three particular claims to fame. Let me tell you what they were. Many of you have heard me say this before. I've taught on this once before. Three claims to fame in Laodicea. Number one, a financial and banking center. So for number one, we can put banking. Number two, a clothing manufacturing center. So number two is clothing. Number three, the location of a famous medical school renowned for the eye salve that it produced. So banking, clothing, eye salve. Keep that in mind as we go through the Lord's addressing of the lukewarm church. Now let's dig into this. Let's seek the Lord's wisdom here. Let's pray. Lord, we ask for your blessings now on your word. As we get to this last church, Lord, this lukewarm church, we believe you're telling us this is the last church that's going to be operating when you return. Therefore, this would be the most significant problem here today, Lord. Speak to us through your word. Lead us and guide us. Instruct us. Open our eyes to whether or not we've been deceived. Like your instruction to the lukewarm church. Open our eyes. Help us to see. Lord, convict us when we've missed the mark. Lord, convict us if indeed we're guilty of any of these things we're going to read here today. Lead us and guide us now. Speak to us where we know that you speak in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 14. Now to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. All right, there's three more attributes on the Son of God, right? First thing he says, these things says the Amen. So to each of these seven churches, as we've seen every week, he starts off with a reference to himself. The Lord here uses three descriptive phrases regarding his identity. First off, he calls himself the Amen. And Amen means what? So be it. I just read it to you a minute ago, verily. Anytime in your Bible when you see it says verily, verily, what that is in Greek and Hebrew is amen. Amen, 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 lego human, verily, verily, I say unto you. Amen means so be it. Amen means the final word. So when he says, thus says the Amen, it's thus says the great, so be it. Everything stops with Jesus Christ. He is the final authority. Thus says the end all. E.F. Hutton, take a powder. When Jesus Christ speaks, people listen. Thus says the final authority. You know, all things were made by him. He's the final authority. You know, everyone's got an opinion, right? The Lord Jesus is the final authority. He is the Amen. After the prayer, at the end, so be it. All the promises of God in him are yea or yes, and in him, amen. He is the Amen. Second, he calls himself the faithful and true witness. Greek word for witness is the word martus, where our word martyr comes from. I don't know if you knew that or not. The Greek word for martyr and witness is the same thing. Thus says the final word, the final authority, the faithful and true martyr, or faithful and true witness. Witness to what? Witness to the fact he himself is Emmanuel, God with us. Witness to the fact he himself is the Son of God. Witness to the fact there is salvation in no one else than him alone. Because he's risen from the dead, he is the true witness. We've looked at a few of these points before. He's a witness to what? Number one, he's a witness to the existence of heaven, right? In my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.